Will you pray with me, please? Loving God, by your Spirit's power, open now our minds, our hearts, our lives, for the receiving and the living of your word. Amen. Being Christian means being in conflict. Every human life will know a measure of struggle, outward and inward struggle, but in particular, it turns out that a choice to follow Jesus is a choice to being engaged in a fight. And I don't like saying that. I don't like saying it because in the first place, it just sounds theatrical and grandiose and also weirdly paranoid, like that bogus complaint of how persecuted we poor American Christians are and how there's a war on Christmas and all of that. Far worse, the church has got a nasty track record through the centuries on the subject of Christian faith as fighting. So many empires, politicians, preachers doing unspeakable, massive harm in this world under the claim that Christ wants conquest. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Nice song. But some people really take it to heart in the most terrible ways. Take it down into real meanness and spiritual abuse. Absolute distortion of the gospel. So should a preacher really be saying, as I just did, that to follow Jesus is to enlist in a fight? What do you want to do about today's text? Here's part of it again. Take up the whole armor of God and stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword that is the Spirit, the Word of God. Do we have to have all that military imagery? I don't know about you, but I want a spiritual life that is peaceable, accepting, embracing, mindful, calm, caring, joyous, not militant. Well, too bad for me. According to our text, in Christ we don't get a peaceable, accepting, embracing, mindful, calm, caring, joyous life apart from something also rather militant. Something that knows a war is going on and that, like it or not, we are in it. So what is the war we're in? It's massive. And it's largely unseen by our eyes. It involves forces beyond our capacity to comprehend. The text says it's not other people that we are up against, not enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil. What does that mean? The satanic? The demonic? Yes. But not just in the sense of some single evil personage or a host of evil beings. These terms, the principalities and powers, the spiritual forces of evil, this present darkness, refer also to the prevailing forces in the air at any given time, the sweeping destructive passions and mindset of a culture or a world bigger than all of us. The evil spirits of the times we're surrounded by and caught up in. The spiritual forces of our own present darkness include hatred, fury, tribalism, racism, nationalism, consumerism, misogyny, greed, lust, waste, cowardice, despair. These and more are prevailing evil spirits in the air around us now. They are deadly, and everyone is under their assault. Human lives en masse are destroyed, souls lost, families ruined, communities poisoned, nations made sick unto death. And we, dear ones, we are in it, vulnerable as everybody else. And so here comes the call again. Put on the armor of God. But oh, I can't put on the armor of God. I can't put it on because I'm already wearing armor. I suited up myself to get through this war. I am wearing my education, certain other badges of my acceptability, I hope. I am wearing a fantastic sense of humor and charm. My invincible likability, I've got that. I'm also fortified by the happy fact that on every subject that matters, I am right. I've got the right religion, the right politics, and the right sense of morality, and I am well defended by that and by the fantastic fury I can feel with anybody who feels differently. And by no means least among the armaments that I and so many others now are deploying is cynicism. Everything made fun of. Just throw rocks at it and walk away. Pronounce judgment. Nothing ever changes. No reason for moral seriousness. No reason for spiritual engagement. No reason for joy or for hope. You see what we come wearing to the fight. We've put on the wrong armor. Better lay it down then. And better put on instead the only equipment that is effective, what the text calls the armor of God. How shall we imagine that? Well, Paul imagined it in terms of a Roman soldier's uniform, which he had seen plenty of in his time. He imagined there would be a standard belt holding loose garments together for freedom and swiftness of movement. He imagined a breastplate of hard leather to protect the vital organs. He imagined standard issue shoes, sturdy for moving and standing steadfastly. He imagined a shield which would have been tall and 4 inches thick with hardened leather and wood, and generally made in such a way that held in the forearm, 2/3 of it covered the soldier One third covered the soldier to his one side, while the soldier on his other side covered him with his shield too. There would also be a helmet and a sword, the Roman short sword. Soldiers also carried spears among the Romans, but the writer of our text has no interest, apparently, in imagining us toting spears. And this is what he says. The belt you need is the truth. Reject every form of falsehood. Bind yourself only in what is true. How relevant is that exactly 1 week after the moment when a lawyer for the most powerful person on the planet declared to the world, truth isn't truth. This is what we've come to in the kingdom of lies that we live in. But those who are clothed in God's equipment will withstand the powers that be by holding fiercely and only to the truth. And put on the breastplate, says Paul. Call it righteousness. There's a word that doesn't make it into our public discourse. Righteous. Relentless wanting, seeking, and doing what is right. A purity of heart, moral integrity, kindness, generosity, passion for justice, personal holiness. Put these on like the covering over your heart to keep you safe. And you'll need shoes, imagine, for the shoes you need most. The good news of peace. That's right. And the struggle for the soul of the world, what helps us to stand, is the news of peace. And you'll need a shield. Call it faith. Your confident trust, our confident trust together in God's good future for the world and for us. And your helmet, call it salvation. The assurance that God has helped and will help, and you are forever held in the strength of unfailing love. Belt, breastplate, shoes, shield, helmet. Notice all these items are for defense. Or as the text says, that you may withstand. Our business, it turns out, is not defeating, as the ultimate defeating has already been accomplished in Christ's life, death, and resurrection, and will be completed in God's time and God's way. And yet, for now, we are under fire, as are countless others. And what we've been given is strategies for not succumbing to the deadly assaults. Here comes the hail of arrows. And as they fly, they scream, hate, fear, lie. They scream, you are nothing. You are alone. You are a victim. Others don't matter. Grab all you can. Keep all you can. Your life is about you. There is no hope. There is no meaning. And the arrows keep falling. But we are wearing the armor that love has clothed us with. And side by side, we are holding up our mutual shield, while the arrows hit and are held, and we withstand. It doesn't mean nobody gets hurt. we may well get hurt. Most of us may well be already hurt. But clothed as we are by all that love would equip us for and with, we find our way to saying in the end, as Paul himself also said, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. The assault is on. Put on the armor of God. How can we not? William Willimon for years was chaplain at Duke University. One day a student was talking with him and said, I have enrolled myself in a Bible study group in my dormitory. It's the first Bible study group I've ever been a part of. I've never felt a need for anything like that before. Willimon says, then why now? Why here? The kid says, do you have any idea how hard it is to be a Christian and a sophomore here at the same time? He might as well said, do you have any idea how hard it is to be human? How hard it is to love? How hard it is to keep trying and be Christian in this world all at the same time? Put on the whole armor of God. There is one more item on this list of equipment. That short sword. Take that too, says Paul. The Spirit's sword. It is the Word of God. May not appear to be much, but our only weapon is a word. What God's love has spoken to the world and to us, we speak. What Christ spoke to the powers, we speak to the powers. What Christ spoke to the people whom the powers oppress, we speak to them. The encouragement and hope and gladness that love has spoken to our fearful and failing hearts. We speak to each other. We sing to each other. We sing to the world. And as with Christ, we let that word take life in our flesh. I wonder if the arrow of the enemy that really has struck home in us and has wounded us most dangerously is the one that has screamed or whispered to us, in your life, there is nothing at stake. Just get through it. Work some, love some, enjoy. It is the foulest of lies. The world is at stake. Our children's future and their children's future and beyond are at stake in what you and I choose to do, to think, to say, to be in this present time. Your soul is at stake. And so is mine. Indifference will not do. There is a war going on. It is not ours to win. It is ours to engage in the partnership of the one who has won and will win it. Make the choice then, and let us make it newly together, as always we must. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's strength. For we wrestle not against blood and flesh, but against the powers of spiritual darkness. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, and having done everything, to stand firm. Those who do will find in the end that they are not clothed in armor after all, but clothed in light, clothed in gladness, and yes, in victory. Amen.